Disappointing night in Croke Park again, Michael Murphy. Came so close.
Yes, I suppose it feels like a wee bit of a deja vu, I suppose, from 2 weeks ago. Do you know, I suppose the 2 weeks leading into here from the Galway game, you know, the lads really tucking the chin, the management, everybody, and we put on a really huge 2 weeks to prepare for this, and we wanted to get back in at it. And it was good, everybody applied themselves really well, and we came down here, you know, with a clear plan of what we want to do off the back of that Galway game, and I thought we, as a group, we executed that really, really well in the first 20 minutes in terms of what we wanted to do. We just weren't able to sustain that for the rest of that first half, and we started the second half off like similar to what we did with a couple of the scores, but again Dublin came back with their point, and again we came back again towards the end. So yeah, just frustrating that we, you know, I felt that we did create the chances too to go and win the game. You know, it wasn't as if we didn't have the chance, and we had complete and utter backs to the wall. I thought we tried to take the game to Dublin as best we can, both defensively and with the ball. And listen, we just need to get sharper, we need to get better at all facets of our game and keep pushing on, you know.
Yeah, that turned out to be a night where things just didn't go your way, and I suppose we patches in that game, their goal you could say was fortuitous. A couple of decisions didn't go your way that didn't help the situation.
Aye, and you're always going to get that in a game of inter-county football, you know, where margins are so you know, small and fine, and teams are really pushing things to the limit and pushing things to the edge, and you know, some of the decisions didn't go our way, and probably others maybe did go our way. But yeah, that's the nature of the beast. You know, I still think going back to it, we still had the chances to go and win the game, and we just failed to execute them in the key times that we needed to. But yeah, listen, come here, we just need to learn that, and we need to push on a big game again now and next week down in Ballyshannon. And great to get Paddy McBrearty back there today again, and keep trying to build our squad as best we can, you know.
It's a situation where you remain on 3 points. You possibly could have had maybe 7 or even 8 at this stage, but you now go to Monaghan. It's the third last game, knowing that points are key. Points are vital. Is there much pressure now in that? Is it building at all, is it, Michael?
There's pressure every week. Like, I do kind of, I suppose, ever since the first game, we went under Mayo. There's pressure, needed a one. Second game, you go to Meath, needed a one. Everybody asks, third game, you go to Galway, needed a one. Fourth game, go to Dublin, needed a one. Now, we need to go to Monaghan, needed a one. We need to keep improving as a group. We need to keep building the squad that we have here for the summer that's ahead. And yes, we want to stay up in the league as much as we can, and we want to compete every day and get as high as possibly we can in the league. And yeah, that's going to start again now next week, and that's going to start now again next week, and it's going to start this week in training and in the lead into that Ballyshannon game. So yeah, we want to get 2 points as much as anybody else, and you know, we're going to try and apply ourselves as best we can this week, but at the same time keep trying to build our squad as best we can for the summer.
Building the performance, there certainly was times there tonight that the performance was very, very good. It was exceptional at times. So it was, you were taking on the All-Ireland champions and meeting them face on in their own backyard here.
Aye, and that's me. That's what I suppose Dublin are getting back into things. They mightn't be at full shooting cylinders yet, but they're still a damn good side. They're still the All-Ireland champions, the 6-time All-Ireland champions. And for us as a squad coming down here, that's been building over the last number of years, we've been trying to build this a way of playing that we want to try and tick teams on. And I thought both without the ball and with the ball, we did that for large periods of time. And even when we were under the cosh, we still tried to show an endeavour to get there, but we just didn't take enough of our chances when it needed to be, and as a result then you come up short by the point at the end, and we're still hammering down that door towards the end trying to get the point, and unfortunately at last attack didn't play it.